WTOP News Time, 551.
Much-loved film critic Roger Ebert has died. Among his roles, he was the longtime host of At the Movies and, of course, was the Pulitzer Prize-winning film critic for the Chicago Sun-Times.
Well, former Washington Post film critic Stephen Hunter is also in that exclusive club of winning a Pulitzer Prize for film criticism. And he joins us now to remember Roger Ebert on WTOP. Stephen, it's been a while since we've been able to talk to you. Thanks for coming back.
My pleasure. It's good to hear from you guys again. I wish it were under happier circumstances.
The same. What do you remember about Roger Ebert?
Well, I knew Roger Ebert before he was Roger Ebert. That is to say, I was a junior at Northwestern in Evanston, Illinois, when Roger got that job on the Sun-Times. He was just a few years older than I was, and he got the job very early in his career. And what he represented was sort of a breakthrough of youthful energy and a definition of the entire role of the movie critic. Up until then, the movie critic had usually been the drunken cousin of the publisher's sister. And it was some sort of, seen as a kind of silly job. An entertainment job. It was, you were head of Hoppers, gopher, but you also wrote movie criticism. And they had funny, phony names, like the Tribune critic was always called May Tenay, which was a pun on matinee. And, you know, that sort of gives you the idea of the triviality with which the job was viewed. Suddenly, here was Roger, who was brash and young and tough and funny and hip and smart. And he took movies seriously. And he understood, and he was part of, he rode the wave of the American movie in the 60s and the 70s before movies trivialized themselves out of existence, which is another topic where I won't go. But those movies were fabulously important to the baby boom generation, to the people involved in protesting the war, to all the social movements and energy of the 60s and the 70s. And he both covered it and encapsulated it very profoundly, and in a sense, I believe, to a degree more than Pauline Kael even, he invented the modern movie critic.
So he set a new standard, but he was also very accessible, Stephen. It wasn't as if you felt he was too heady.
Absolutely right. I mean, it seemed to me that he found that what he defined was the perfect blend between film smarts and accessible, breezy newspaper writing style. You know, in other words, he could write beautifully about the movies, make you care and understand about the movies, make you sense to feel the sensual pleasure of the movies. But at the same time, he was aware that there are ideas in movies, there are ideas in popular culture, and he was able to articulate those ideas and would host discussions on them, and it was an enormously exciting time. See, all this is before he got the job on which was originally a public station in Chicago. Before he got that job, before he and Gene Siskel became national celebrities, just as a young sort of brawling, let's put it this way, he made film criticism cool, and I really think that Gene also made, came along, it was an answer to Roger. It was the Tribune, you have to see this in the context of the war between the Tribune and the Sun-Times for morning readership in Chicago. And the Trib had to get a young, brawling, tough movie critic. And that's why they let Siskel have that job. And the two of them were perfectly matched. Now, you want to talk about his decency. I didn't meet Roger. First time I heard from Roger was when I, as you so graciously alluded to, won the Pulitzer Prize. And out of nowhere, I got a congratulations from him. I don't know how I even got my email, but and I remember it very vividly. He said, congratulations, it's about time. And that made me actually happier by far than the prize itself, because he had been what I was trying to be, and to be acknowledged by him was just such an extraordinary personal pleasure. Later, I met him. It was after his operation. He no longer was able to speak. He communicated with hastily, passionately written he carried cards and a pen with him, and he'd write questions or make statements and hand it to you. And I remember my wife and I were driving across Chicago with he and his wife. And they got in a fight, and they started arguing, and he's writing these notes to her. You're full of it.
Stephen.
I looked at my wife, and I thought, we're going to die.
Stephen, we have to leave it right there, but thank you so much for joining us. We miss you in the Post, but we love your books. Thanks for giving us some great tales.
Thanks.
Stephen Hunter, formerly of the Washington Post, a Pulitzer Prize winner for film criticism.